Good morning. A Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and quite a Monday ahead, of course, tonight. Alan, the total audience for the first general election presidential debate at Hofstra University, they're saying could be as high as 100 million viewers. That's Super Bowl territory.
That's what the New York Times says. Super Bowl territory. I like it a lot. Look, this is going to be incredibly important. The question is Donald Trump going to be doing what he has always done, shooting from the hip, being Donald Trump, and exciting those people who have decided that they really don't like Hillary Clinton, and somehow they convince themselves they like Donald Trump? Now, look, there are many people who think that civilizations don't last that long. The United States has been around for quite a while, but it's still young. And in fact, there are those people who will tell you that the country is on the verge of fascism. That's right, that if Trump wins, you would have basically a fascist system in the United States, and we could go down the rails. There are those people who will tell you that he's the answer because the middle class has been ignored too long and there's too much PC in the country. But it's a very dangerous time. The reason you're going to get 100 million people listening, I believe, is that this election is very, very close. The polls are all over the place. If you read some, you read the New York Times, the upshot, it looks like they're saying there's a 3% difference. If you read other polls, it shows that these two candidates are dead even. When you have this kind of horse race, you get a lot of interest. And, David, you get a tremendous number of voters turning out. Donald Trump knows what he has to do. He has to say something that will bring some African Americans to his side or convince them not to go and vote at all. That's what this election hinges on. If every African-American voter, for example, were to go out and vote for Hillary Clinton, she'd win. If David people decide to just sit and not go to the polls, it would be a certain help to Donald Trump. So you can expect to hear an awful lot of the rhetoric that we've heard all along. Trump saying to African-Americans, you have it so bad, you have nothing to lose by coming to me. Then there is the matter of lying. There's the whole idea that the New York Times extraordinarily and others have decided to call out Trump every time he tells a big fat lie. There was this column this weekend. It was hysterical. It was Trudeau in Doonesbury. And there were so many Pinocchios on Trump's side that it was something else again. How do you do that? Do you have the television blink when the guy tells a lie? I don't think so. But what you will have is a tremendous amount of follow-up pointing out all the lies.
Finally, Alan, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he wasn't aware of what was happening among some of his aides after the charges were released this past week by Preet Bharara in the upstate economic development scandal. We're seeing this morning our Ken Lovett from the Daily News saying that the governor now wants more ethics reform in exchange for legislative pay raise.
Well, first of all, anybody who says, okay, Cuomo is off the hook because he didn't know that his two best friends, and they were his best friends, one of them was his anointed brother, the other one was very, very close. The governor has tried to distance himself from them. But let's just assume for a second that he didn't know. I find that strains credibility, but let's assume that's right. He didn't know. Are you telling me that a person who runs an organization and whose top people turn out to be, well, if they are, and if the accusations are correct, crooks, that the governor isn't responsible for who he recruited and whether he had proper controls on them? Please. Now, of course, it's just a joke when you say ethics reform. He's tried that four times. It's never worked. It's always been lukewarm. In fact, by even asking for greater ethics reform, it gives light to the lie that he was doing what he needed to do in the first place when they passed another lukewarm ethics bill this year. He is in real deep, deep mud, and he really does have to do something here to deflect all of the criticism that is coming his way as running what turns out to be a corrupt administration. I mean, let's face it, these were his top people. So if ever he needed it, now he's going to trade the people's money for ethics reform. He's going to literally bribe them into doing what's right. That ain't right, especially when it's our tax dollars.